Let's check in with infectious disease specialist and professor at Florida International University, Dr. Eileen Marty. Dr. Marty, good morning. A number of our listeners sending us emails and texts about the bird flu viral particles found in milk. The FDA has confirmed this. Not many details, though. What does this mean as far as the safety of drinking milk?
Okay, so yes. They have found little portions, little, you know, based on primers, of the H5N1 in pasteurized milk. But when you find that, that does not mean that the virus is alive. And when they've taken those same exact samples and cultured for the virus to see if they can find live virus, they do not find live virus. So what's being detected by PCR are fragments of virus that was killed in the pasteurization process. However, another important point is if someone drinks unpasteurized, unprocessed milk, then there is a risk to those individuals because remember we've spoken before that there are different types of receptors that different influenza viruses use to get into our bodies. Mm-hmm. And that one of the reasons that H5N1, this bird flu that we're worried about, is less contagious is because we don't have the receptor it needs in our upper airways, in our nose, right? We have it in our lower airways. But we do have that receptor in our gastrointestinal tract. So consuming unpasteurized dairy products is a risk. However, having said that, right now the dairy industry is eliminating any milk that comes from cows that they know are infected. So the bottom line is, and we've spoken about how pasteurization is done in the past and that there's different kinds and different time frames, but all the data right now shows that the pasteurized milk is either free completely of the virus, or the virus particles that are there are dead and therefore not serious and not dangerous.
Okay. Feel better about drinking milk now. Can you make folks who are planning a cruise feel a little bit better? Because there's a story today about the norovirus, and it might depend on your blood type. Talk about this.
It's less about exactly what your blood type is and more about whether you are a secretor of your blood type, right? So there are genes that are involved with having either, you know, type A or type B or type O blood or AB blood, right? That's one set of genes. Then there's another gene on a completely different chromosome. So the ABO gene is on chromosome 9. This other gene is on chromosome 19. And that determines whether or not you secrete your ABO glycoproteins in your GI tract. If you do, there are certain benefits, but there are certain risks, like everything else. So secreting it actually increases the amount of a certain type of bacterium called bifidobacterium that can protect you from a lot of things. However, not secreting it, it can have its, you know, particular benefits for certain situations. Secreting it, unfortunately, is how certain viruses, like the Norwalk virus, which is a norovirus, which is the one that you get from the cruise ships, gets into your system. And so, by the way, there's another virus that you can find that has transmitted the same exact way, fecal-oral rotavirus. So both of those viruses, if you are a secretor of your ABO group, you can end up having more problems, right? So if you want to be more specific, the norovirus has a preference for type O antigens that people secrete. The rotavirus can bind to several different ABO, depending on which specific which specific virus strain you're talking about. And so it becomes very, very interesting how the different viruses react to having the ability to enter through these glycoproteins that we think of as the ABO group.
And the best way to protect yourself from this, sometimes called the stomach flu, and don't say just stay away from the buffet, because people can't. Can't do that.
hygiene. The thing about these particular viruses is that they're not enveloped viruses, and therefore they are harder to clean off of surfaces. That's why, I mean, it's not impossible, but it's much harder than for example, SARS-CoV-2, that was easy to clean off surfaces because, you know, you put a little detergent on that and it destroys their envelope and you basically have, you know, eliminated the virus. This you have to really scrub down. And so you know that the CDC actually has a special program that cruise ships have to follow in order to reduce the risk of the transmission of viruses like norovirus. And you yourself have to be scrupulous about your hand hygiene in order to reduce your risk.
All right, I feel better about
that. And if you happen to be a non-secretor, even better. Your risk is even lower.
Let's go on a cruise ship and drink plenty of milk. Dr. Eileen Marty, Florida International University. You have a good day. Thank you, Dr. Marty. Talk to you next week.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.